I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Josh Duffy and Carol Schaefer are two Davenport men who are passionate about one of the most famous people ever born in Davenport. Duffy and Schaefer are the newest winners of the Bix Lives Award, given each year since 2007 to people who exemplify what it means to keep Bix Beiderbecke's legacy alive. Leon Bix Beiderbecke is a legendary Davenport native, cornetist and pianist for whom an annual jazz festival and three-year-old museum in Davenport are named. The Bix Beiderbecke Museum and World Archives announced Duffy and Schaefer as winners chosen by the museum's board. Bix Museum Director Nathaniel Kraft said there aren't two more deserving people to receive the honor as longtime stewards of Bix legacy, dedicating much of their time to keeping Bix alive, not only in the Quad Cities but around the globe. Duffy is a professional musician and for many years was music director for the Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Jazz Festival, which this summer was the first time in its 49 years it was held virtually due to COVID-19. The Moline native, now living in Davenport, is a drummer, bandleader, and jazz historian who has spent his career keeping the Quad Cities' musical heritage alive. Duffy has also served on the Bix Jazz Society board, helping organize the annual festival and supporting music education in the area through music scholarships and teaching drum lessons. Kraft says for the virtual fest, Duffy performed with his band and helped organize it again.
And even outside of the festival, he was raising money for it, doing his live streams. He was helping out the museum, bringing awareness to the museum while he was teaching people all over Facebook about Bix.
Schaefer, a lifelong Bix fan, was a key player in the creation of the Bix Museum while serving on the board. From supervising the construction to spending countless hours fundraising and helping operate the museum, Kraft says Schaefer dedicated the past 4 years to getting the museum to what it is today. He spearheaded the search and hiring of Kraft, the museum's first director, last January. Since then, Schaefer has taken on the role of advisor and continues to help the museum with projects.
He was instrumental in building the museum. He was, with his knowledge in that background, he had built many buildings here in Davenport. Palmer College, he had been involved in a lot of the buildings for that college. And so when he had joined the board, when they were beginning to create the museum, he had been one of the architects to kind of design the museum itself and where to put it, things like that. And so he'd been helping the society with all of their logistics for many years, and then the museum itself, he's kind of the reason why it's built.
The award is typically presented at the festival each year, but was postponed due to this year's event going virtual. Normally, they give one award each year. Last year's recipient was Muriel Voss, past president of the Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Society.
And then the board had decided that, you know, that these two actually really deserve it this year, and we have other more deserving people we could pick next year. With everything that Carol and Josh has done, particularly even this year, it didn't feel right not to pick two people this year instead of one.
There's a lot of anticipation for next year's Jazz Festival, its 50th anniversary, and it'll take place on the same day as the 90th anniversary of Bix's death on August 6, 1931. A formal Bix Lives Award ceremony will be held on Saturday, November 14th, at the River Music Experience's Redstone Room in downtown Davenport. To observe social distancing, the ceremony will be limited to family and friends of the recipients, as well as select members of the community and partners of the museum. The museum is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays by appointment only. And for more information, visit www.bixmuseum.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.